Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by Sonora City Administrator Tim Miller, talking about a number of issues facing the city, looking ahead to the current year, 2018, as we've now turned the calendar to the new year. Tim, next thing I want to ask you about was a big project during 2017, the Mono Way Greenlee Road widening. It appears, driving by, that that project has been completed now. You know, where does that project stand?
Coincidentally, the council will be considering acceptance as complete. The Mono Greenlee intersection project, phase two, I think is the official title, but at their council meeting on the 16th, project came in essentially on budget. It was estimated to be a $3 million project and jointly funded between the city and the county on essentially a one-third, two-thirds basis. And I think we stayed pretty close within budget. There was some cost overruns having to do with some utility relocation and some rock they encountered on Mono Way and some blasting that had to take place. But everything else pretty much came in on budget. The intersection is operating, I think, really well from an operational standpoint. The additional capacity helps get traffic through that intersection better than before. Certainly the right turn onto Greenlee from Mono is a huge improvement to facilitate that turning movement. The signals have been upgraded. There's been another pedestrian crossing added. All of the pedestrian signals and operations have been upgraded. So operationally, I think it's working very well. I know there's been some concern that the city didn't acquire the entire property and that the car wash remains on site, but as we've talked before, a public agency can only acquire the property that we need for a public improvement. And in this case, the landowner wanted to retain that portion of the property, and he's certainly entitled to do that. So, and it looks like he's doing some improvements to the existing car wash that's there. So, but from a project standpoint, it is done. We're really pleased with the work that George Reed was able to accomplish for the city. It does complete the city's major traffic mitigation projects that were the priority for the city, along with the widening of Mono Way that we completed a couple years ago. So those were identified in the Tuolumne County Transportation Commission Transportation Plan and Mitigation Funding Plan as the city's priority project, so we've gotten those accomplished, and that's something that the city ought to be proud about, because those are, you know, between the widening project at over $4 million, this project at somewhere around $3 million, those are some pretty significant projects to accomplish for a city of our size.
Any notable projects on tap for this next year?
Well, that fund is just about depleted.
So I imagine
we don't have any major road projects, but we do have some grant-funded projects that are associated with the Vision Sonora plan. We have gotten funding, and we'll be issuing a second request for proposals for engineering and environmental services for the Stockton-Washington Transit project, which is to develop some street improvements, pedestrian improvements, and transit stop. That's been an ongoing project, and it'll create an improved transit stop for the transit system. The other project that has been funded is a pedestrian and street improvement project in the vicinity of the Red Church down by Elkin and Snell for some pedestrian crossing improvements and some street realignment and some other streetscape landscape amenity improvements. We'll be issuing an RFP for the design of that project. And there has been a public workshop, and there will be a presentation to the council on a possible grant application for what's called the Washington Street Improvement Project, which is looking at street and pedestrian safety improvements on Washington between Elkin and Stockton. That's a project that would be bookend by the two other grant applications that we've got. We'll look at focus on pedestrian safety and traffic and vehicle congestion in that area and what can be done to improve that. It's being spearheaded by the Tuolumne County Transportation Council and Darren Grossi and his staff, and they will be making a presentation on that project to the council to elicit further public comment and share with the council public comments that we've gotten to date during the workshop that was held. So if that moves forward, we'll be submitting another grant application request late winter, early spring.
So would the grant be to put together the plan to put this all together? Is that what you'd be looking
to do
for?
The design and the construction.
Talking with Tim Miller on this weekend's Motherlode Views, we've hit on a number of topics. Got a couple of minutes left. Any other big things on your plate looking ahead to this next year?
Yeah, you know, we're going to continue with work in the downtown, including better signage for where the city's parking facilities are. The Vision Snore Committee, Design Committee, is working on additional landscape improvements. They've done some work down at the Fountain Lot. We do have funding to build the restroom that's been planned on Stewart Street. We sold some credits that the city had, underground credits, and have $200,000 plus to take on that project. And we've been working with PG&E on a overall LED streetlight upgrade throughout the city, and they will also be upgrading the decorative lights in the downtown area to change those from high-pressure sodium to LED to improve the lighting within the Washington Street downtown corridor where those decorative lights are, and we have been working with them to extend that decorative light treatment on Washington from where it ends at Church to Restano, so just to enhance the look of the downtown.
Switching to LED, will that help the city's finances too?
It will over long term. They're reduced wattage, so less energy consumption. Initially, the incremental savings is used to pay PG&E back for the conversion, but after that's paid back, then we do realize the full savings of that energy, less energy consumption.
You mentioned that restroom facility on Stewart Street. I know that's been something watched by supporters of the farmers market who go down to that area as well. Do you have any idea when that project will likely begin?
We're going to get it out to bid here shortly, and the goal would be to try and have it open by the farmers market season.
City of Sonora is still going to put on all of its events that it has in years past in 2018?
I haven't been given direction
farmers
to change.
Farmers market's still happening.
Farmers market's still happening. The other events that we put on, and we support what the chamber's doing with their movie night and their second Saturday and their music in the park, and try and do what we can to support those activities that help bring people into downtown.
Should be a busy year in 2018 with the election coming up as well. Have some city council seats on the ballot, so it's always an interesting.
We do have two seats up. Mr. Segarini, who's indicated he's not going to run, so. Mr. Garavena, who has indicated he is, so that does leave an opening available for anyone that's interested to run.
And then no new mayor this year, because that's a two-year term, right?
There will be the new council that is seated in June after the election will select a new mayor.
Very good. And then we've been talking to Tim Miller on this weekend's Motherlode Views, hit on a number of topics. Tim, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me, BJ. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Again, we thank Tim Miller. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more of Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.